Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Shout hallelujah. So I'm just going to go the way of Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts is always be prepared. Abby?
Yes, sir.
Because I didn't actually come to preach. I came to just enjoy myself. But now it has become very obvious that I have to leave you with the word from the Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you because the entrance of your word gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. We ask, O God, this morning that you will awaken the hunger in us again. Give us a fresh appetite for you. Give us a fresh appetite for the meal of heaven. Lord, that indeed let our soul be satisfied. We ask, O God, in your mercy, that you cause utterances of the Spirit to dominate the speakings of a preacher. Lord, that the faith of your people will not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. And we trust you, Lord, that our confidence is not in ourselves, our capability is not in ourselves, but of you, who has made us able ministers of the new covenant. Not of the letters, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, the Spirit gives life. So therefore, we depend on the Spirit, the life of your word. Lord, that we may fester and grow more in your life. And Lord, that the glory of all that we do today will be to your name. For we have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Celebrate Jesus with an anthem. Hallelujah. Take your seats comfortably. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to take a few minutes to stir the blessings of the Lord amongst us. Romans chapter number 15. Paul, visiting this church, gave this word that I go to always. Romans chapter number 15 and verse 29. Let me find 29, yeah. Okay, so Paul said, and I'm sure that when I come to you, just like I've come to you, I shall come in the fullness, of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. You can hold the keyboard for a while. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus' sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Hallelujah. Now, Paul came to the Romans and said, I am not just coming for fun. I am coming to stir something that is in our culture, in the faith. And that is the blessing. Now, the blessing is part of our heritage. And you must walk in the consciousness of that heritage. The blessing is not what was done. The blessing is an ongoing experience in the kingdom. So when we come together like this, we are touching that order. It's the first ordinance in God's engagement with man. whenever we come, we must have that at the back of our mind. That man cannot be all God designed him to be without that ordinance of blessing. Now, if you remember in Genesis chapter number 1, after I created man to set him on purpose, what did he do first? The Bible verse says in verse 28 that, and God blessed him. And God blessed him. So, if you see any functionary that is making a proper description of his purpose in the earth, it is because he's functioning in what? Blessing. It's because he's what? When you see any man that veers off purpose, that's when you say the man is on a course. It's under a course. When you see a man functioning normally in the protocol of purpose, what is steering that person? What is bringing that result? Who? Is what? So that was the first thing God initiated. God knows the empowerment of man to become all he wants to be is the blessings of the Lord. So, and I'm saying this, that in the protocol of blessing, it's not just a one-time thing. The blessing of the Lord keeps working. So you have protocols for it. You have rules for it. Are you still here? You have rules. It must forever be enacted for things to keep happening. We have to keep relating to that order. So when Paul came, he said, I have come again to touch on that order that makes things work. And it's called the blessing. And he said, when I have come to you, he said, I have come to you in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. So there is a location in God where blessing is stirred. And I trust the Lord that in few minutes as we come together again, we have come to that place again. Blessing works. It's tangible. It keeps things going. What engineers greatness, success, is called blessing. So when he set them on motion, in order for them to become fruitful, what he did first is to what? Bless. You know, as soon as I bless, they will begin to generate what I want to see. They will become fruitful and multiply, and they will govern the earth. Your dominion mandate springs out of blessing. When blessing is tampered with, purpose is tampered with. Purpose is tampered with. The dreams will not be achieved. Hallelujah. And the first thing about the blessing is that it is so intimate with God's presence. Whenever you are talking about God's his blessing, you always talk his presence. The first person that was taken out of that order that we call blessing is what? Was not even Adam. It was Cain. And there was a particular description of Cain. And the Bible said, and Cain, what? Departed from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land that is called what? Bible students are here now. Eh? Nod. Nod in his Hebrew means wandering. Blessing is a location. Cause is a location. The geography that we call the cause is called north. It's a place where people just wander. When you see a man that is under a cause, it's like Cain. He's in wandering. It's not a wonder. It's wandering. He will just be trying everything. The first feature of a man that has left blessing is that he's not certain about life again. He's just trying. When he sees somebody making pure water, he will try to make. He will see whether it will work. If the life that is out of blessing is the life of trial and error. Are you still here? So God is pushing you out of a life of uncertainty. When a man is on that blessing, he is sure. It's not. Do you know when Abraham was standing in blessing and Lot was living? You remember what's the meaning of Lot? Veil. The day Lot was leaving him, Abraham was not moved. He wasn't moved by geography. He knows that blessing is a location, and that location is in the spirit. And that location is called God's presence. Come on. No, what you need to secure is not geography. It's not UK. It's not Canada. It's not Brazil. It's not Australia. Where is the location called blessing? It is called God's presence. Strive to get that location. When you are there. Oh.
Let me preach for 20 minutes. So that we can come to bless.
Hallelujah.
Are we ready to come to bless?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, it says, Lot, look at geography. Because you are Canaan. Take whichever way. And Lot quickly switched on his senses. He switched on his brain. And say, Oga, thank you, sir. I've always known you to be a good man. I thought you would choose the better place first. And leave me to manage the rest. But I've not seen a kind man like you before. He said, okay, sir. The Bible said Lot looked at what? He looked at. May God choose for you.
Amen.
Stop living by your calculation. Stop trusting God. Some people are dying. I was speaking to one of my sons yesterday. I said, don't travel anywhere. He said, are you cursing me or blessing me? I said, that's what God said I should tell you. Uncle Billy told us a story years ago. He said, when he stayed in Goku, all their friends said, Oga, Boko was not having any civilization. He was one of the people that brought civilization to Boko. He said, all of them left and said, something is wrong with this man. If you want to be a missionary, be a missionary. Okay, let's know that you're a missionary. What they were expecting was that he would start doing mission to field, and that was where he would expire. He said, all of them today, nobody knows them. It's only Billy that everybody knows. There is a location where blessings spring from. And it's called God's presence. When Lot chose everything, it was as if nothing was left for Abraham. Have you ever been in a place where it looks like they've taken everything? Have you ever been there? Where you are wondering. One of my friends is an architect. He said one day he was coming from Virgin years ago, and he was driving through Allen, and he was praying the Spirit. And the Lord said to him, so this will be your final address in Lagos. And he looked everywhere. There was no space. How can you be telling me? As in, if you are saying this is my final address, that means I'm probably going to build there. You know, the reality is, now as I speak to you, both his house and his office he owns. And both of them are on Allen. I don't know how you relate with your with the word of the Lord. The earth is the Lord's. Help me tell your neighbor, you are not in any way disadvantaged. Just follow the Lord. What he can make out of you, eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It's not yet come to the heart of any man. That means nobody can advise you as to where you can be. They can't envisage it. That means even you is bigger than your dream. Oh my God. Sometimes they teach you, they say, dream it and have it. Say it and claim it. There are some things you can't see. Why? Because you can't even see. Eyes have not seen. It's not wishing or daydreaming. It is God handing over an inheritance to you. He said, the meek shall inherit. Inheritance is always with the meek. Those who humble themselves to know that God can do anything. That architect friend of mine is not a preacher. He doesn't take microphone, but he has a journey with God. He walks with God. He showed me an hotel he bought. He said when he walked up to that hotel, he went to have a meeting there. And God said, I'm giving you this place. And he said, ah. The hotel is very tall. And he said, ah, this one. Amen. And the Lord said, go back there and make findings about the place. So he went back there to talk to them and said, are you in any way planning to sell off? And they looked at him as if, ah, are you okay? Now, okay, anyway, if there is any reason that you want to sell, I will be interested. And he said the following year, he got their call. He left his car, left everything. He got their call, and they called him like a big man. When they told him how much they were selling, he said even himself, he laughed. And he told them, okay, my lawyer will call you. That's a delay tactic. That my lawyer will call you, we'll start negotiation. I don't just talk without my lawyer. He said in 6 months, they bid. Every other person said, they said, rubbish, what you bid is rubbish. I said, okay, that's what I have. Then in 6 months' time, they called him back and said, so can we talk? I said, Now, in the long and short is that he bought the place. He owns the place now. There are some people who are not preachers who operate faith better than preachers. Because the just shall live by his faith. When Lot took everything, Abraham should have felt disadvantaged. But the blessing, God has said, I bless you. You remember, in Genesis 12, the Bible said he blessed him. And he said, in you shall the nations of the earth be blessed. So it was carrying blessing. And after Lot left, I looked at the scripture. The Bible said, God said to Abraham, now lift up your eyes and look from where you are standing. What is left? What is he meant to see? When they have taken the green part, God is not, that's the time that God is now saying, now begin to look. Because it doesn't matter what has been taken. Yours has been preserved. That's what blessing does to you. Are you ready to activate blessing this morning? I want you to see beyond what you are seeing presently. Because in Proverbs chapter number 10 verse 22, I want to round up now. I'm not teaching for long. I want us to pray. The whole essence of what I'm doing is for us to pray. Because in activating blessing, we will take a stand. And this morning, some of you will walk into things
amen.
That you never thought amen. Exist.
Amen.
You didn't hear me well. You are just shouting amen. You are walking into things you never knew were there.
Amen.
I'm not saying you are walking into things that you wanted to have. Are you hearing me? What's the prophetic word? You are walking into things that you never thought were there. You never envisaged they exist. But God says He's able to do exceeding abundantly than you ask or think. So it's going to be a prophetic sight that God will give you. It's going to be a prophetic launching into that God will give you. Because when God set off and when Jesus said to Peter, go launch to the deep. Peter couldn't reconcile such command with the education he has about fishing. It is not, those things don't look like workable. Hear me, you are going to come to a season of blessing
amen.
Where your thoughts are orchestrated by the inspiration of the Spirit.
Amen.
Where the ideas you are carrying, you won't share with your friend.
Amen.
Because they will say you are mad. Am I talking to somebody? Now, when the inspiration of the Spirit begins to work out the blessing, somebody will look at you and say, what is he saying? Is he okay? So from that point, he said, lift up your eyes now, round about and see. As long as you can see, I will give unto you. Lift your hand up and say, I'm not in any way disadvantaged. Somebody said to me, Pastor, hear me. Somebody said, I pity those who are just starting ministry. It's my senior. He said it was much more easier when we started. And you know, in the analysis of what he was saying, I understand. He said, to even own a property in Lagos now, not be smart, you know. He's a bishop friend of mine. He said, when we got property, around Okwebiye, you can still find property for less than 15 million. He said, who got consent come Okwebi now? How you go if he get property? So I reminded him, I said, even then to you, it was fate. I said, yes, I know. But if it is now that God is just calling me, I would have been sorry for myself. You know why? He said, why? Because the competition now is stiff. Every street has lit 4 churches. Do you understand that calculation? Do you relate with those? But that is human reasoning. Say with me, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. I'm hearing in my spirit, somebody will inherit the earth.
Amen.
Oh my God. I am hearing in my spirit. I'm seeing measuring lines. I'm seeing plumage. I'm seeing measures. I'm seeing portions. I don't know who you are, but before December, you have a property. I don't know who you are. Hear it clearly. Before 2023. Come on now. This is, see, as you are entering this, your new year, it is now the time to divide the spoil. Because you have gone to the battles. It is now the time to divide the spoil. See, this is now the time where God will begin to give you portions. Inheritances. These are the times for you to begin to have things that your children will see and said, it is in the name of my Father. This is the time for you to have across the sea the things that men call ownership. Are you still here? There is a blessing. The book of Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. You know, I didn't plan to preach this, but that is, I think it's a prophetic inspiration that is bringing it. And I'll be done now. In Proverbs chapter number 10, that scripture we all know, it says in verse 22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. The word makes rich there in the Hebrew is asar, which means accumulate. Which means to grow. Kalaborophysia. So in the place of blessing, there is growth. Put your hand upon your head. If there is growth, the level of favor you have experienced yesterday will now increase. Amen. The blessings of the Lord makes rich. It makes rich. It makes rich. Woo! From this hour, you are stepping into new boundaries. Expanded over what it used to be. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. The measure you have before is no longer the measure you have now. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. There is growth in it. When he blessed them, he said, be fruitful. Then he said, multiply. There is a language of multiplication that is coming to somebody's journey. There is a lady here as I am speaking. There is an unusual ailment that came into your body. And the Lord is going to cleanse you totally of it. In 24 hours, the traces of it will no longer be found. As I'm speaking, for the hand of God hits you right now. Wherever you are, it hits you right now. And that sickness is totally gone. I speak by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. This is the order of life. It's blessing. It's blessing. It's blessing. Let me finish by saying this to you. When the blessings of the Lord is operational, God likes for people to hone it. When I say hone it, you have to be conscious of it. Because in the realm of the spirit, they know who is blessed. And the blessing is always a defense. In the realm of the spirit. You know, when Balak went to meet Balaam and said, you see this nation coming around us, they are too strong for us. Go and cause a malediction upon them. Go and bring a curse upon them. Then Balaam took himself and went right in the realm of the spirit to begin to bring, you can sit for a few minutes, to bring malediction upon the children of Israel. But the children of Israel were not aware that anybody was coming. Do you know activities that go around your life you were not even aware? But Balaam got in the spirit and met with the Lord. And the Lord said, these ones are blessed. He said, the only activity that happens in this terrain is blessing. Yeah. When Balaam got back to Balak, he said, Oga, these people have already been blessed. I cannot curse them. Blessing itself is a defense. So he said, blessing can only be God blessing. The only thing that is allowed to operate in this atmosphere is called blessing. Any other thing is forbidden. So as he was equipping himself to begin to release malediction, God said, hey, here, not here.
So he went back to Balak. He said, the only thing I can do in that place is to bless. He said, and I have received a command to bless. I cannot help it. See, there is a territory of blessing that God himself defends. In Isaiah chapter 65, that scripture is just coming to my spirit. In Isaiah chapter number 65, and I love that scripture so much. And verse 8, let me show you that one. And God was speaking to Israel in prophecy through Isaiah. And he said in verse 8 of Isaiah 65, he said, as Jews is found in the cluster of grapes, and people say, destroy it not, for there is a blessing in it. He says, so will I, God, deal for my servant's sake. God said, I don't invest and I will not protect. Whenever I put substance somewhere, I guard it. And that's why you yourself, you must guard. When you know you are a carrier of blessing, you must live in the consciousness of it. And don't allow anything to pollute it. Because one of the things that God said about Israel when Balaam came is that, I have not beheld iniquity in them. Their blessing will remain. If you know you are a carrier of blessing, you will run from iniquity. He said, I have not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Why is there any transgression in Israel? He said, the Lord their God is what is in their midst. Can you see it again? Blessing and present tied together. The shout of a king is in their midst. And he said in this prophecy of Isaiah, as the new wine is found, as the Jews is found in cluster, and one said, destroy it not. When you are taking grapes to the wine press, they take it carefully. Why? Because they must preserve the juice. And when God put a blessing in man, the man is supposed to be handled with care. Even he himself must live in the consciousness of the blessing and handle it with care. He said, there is a juice found in it. Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them. Are you still here? Oh, you have to live in the consciousness of the fact that you carry a blessing. And how do you live in that consciousness? You have to be a blessing. If you want to keep activating your blessing, be a blessing. And the blessings are never dormant. Blessed people bless, and they are blessed. And God commanded over Abraham in that Genesis 22, I will bless them that bless you. So God has conditioned the mechanism of blessing in a way that it will keep working. When you are blessed, you will bless. As you are blessing, people are blessing you. And those who bless you, God will bless them. Are you still here? So that's how to fill the air. You have to live in the consciousness of blessing. Don't carry a mentality of dryness. Are you here? I went to see one of my fathers last during the Easter. When I got to the place, he took me to their new site. He said, Ayo, this is 10 acres. I said, wow. I said, Daddy, you still build it again at your age? He said, yes, I will build. He said, in fact, now, when we get to that land, you are going to address the people and pray over the land. Let's go there. Then we drove there when we got to the land. And he said, well, my son is here. He will pray with you. We will bless the land. The work will stand. I said, that's all right. So I said, okay. When I got there, I said, people of God, I carry a blessing. Baba said, yes, I know he carries a blessing. And I said, I myself will demonstrate it. I said, everything will use to begin to crack this ground. I'll be the first person to put money there. Because I am blessed. I'm not empty. You see, the day, when I started living in the consciousness of the fact that I am not a dry land, I stopped living by my balance of the account, my account balances. Before, I used to weigh my account balance before I talk. I'll say, let's check how much we have. No, a blessed man's savings is not in his bank. So I told them, I said, Daddy, I'm going back to Lagos, but I'll give you so a month. The guys with me said, sir, I said, yes, I do. I said, hey. So I said, Daddy, before Tuesday, I'll send everything. I sent the first one as we were driving in the car. When we were driving into the car, that's all in my account. I just transferred. But I looked at the fuel. I saw that it was far above the half gauge. By the time I got to Lagos, they brought the second installment I was supposed to. They brought me an envelope, $1,000. So I said, I know it is for that land. I know. I know it's for that land. Because a blessed person reflects blessings with utterance and with action. You must be delivered from a mentality that's anti-blessing. See beyond the natural. That was what Abraham did. See. Hey. I want to push you today. Push you into alignment. Push you to where you need to stand. Push you. I knew that I shifted from a place. And I keep shifting. I've not finished shifting. Now I do not live by too much of calculations. What do you do? You are an engineer. I see the Lord putting some things in your hand that you will sell. Are you listening to me? You don't try to figure it out. But when it is happening, you know it is foretold. And that's your way out of the financial corner where you're in. It is by selling something. I don't know if it's a property or a house or land, but you are going to fall into a place where you are going to sell, and the drive, your financial drive, will move to another level. And you are going to come into strange financial liberties. The one that I see, I kept looking at your face, and I kept seeing you becoming a vendor. Male robust. What's the meaning of vendor? That's it. Or supply, right? Woo! Hallelujah. But I have seen the Lord making a way for you to come to strong financial freedom. Is he a member of this church? Are you a well-established member? Come outside. I want to lay my hands on you. Maro de Kosi Bahani Akosi. Look at this man very well. He is going to come to strange financial experiences. I speak by the Spirit of the Lord. I lay hands on no man suddenly. But you are coming to very strange financial experiences. And I'm not going to say When you get there, don't now go and go to your colleagues' churches and say, now, you know, we have now come there. You are going to make a covenant with God to partner with what the Lord is doing, and you'll be very useful. Father, we thank you because what you show me, you will surely do in the life of your servant. And it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen and amen. Rise on your feet, everybody. Amen. See, so, pastor, come outside. This, your age, I want you to be in the forefront of driving the church to a new experience of blessing. In your new, this age you are coming into, your people will start owning properties. They will start coming to strong financial freedoms and liberties. And these people will surround you with blessings. Now, I'm not saying you must organize a party. I don't know what's your plan, but you see, these days I celebrate everybody that is in my life. One of our friends, last month, we went to bury him. And for the first time in his life, he was planning a birthday. He never saw it. When we were coming, in the day of the funeral, there was already a dispute over the only property he had. Because the lady who left him to go and meet another man. Oh. You know, when you were talking about Jim, I was just like this. The man was on the IC. The lady was going to Jim, got pregnant for another man. From Jimmy. Not that they told me. Not I heard that I'm pregnant. And the man is not around. You are pregnant. How? And to make it very dangerous for you know, prophets are very dangerous people. They just told her, you are pregnant, madam. If you do anything with you, you will die. So they said, I don't want to die. That was a fear. So she had to consult prophet. Sir, I'm pregnant. They said, if I take it, I will die. Let me pack my load and go. No. Okay. Let's talk to Oga. Oga said, well, what do I want to do? Will I kill her? But she's the one that says she wants to go. Let her be. She went and left and left and left. Then later, she came back. By the time she came back, Oga fell ill and died. Just a few months before Oga died was when she came back. She already had another baby. When we buried the man, family said, this woman come on here. She should go and mourn somewhere. I said, but she's still the only wife of this. Family said, pastor, don't bring that here. We do not recognize her again. She left. Why am I going to all this? We wanted to celebrate this guy before he died. He had died. We only came to have argument after his death in his house. His life became very unfortunate. May any of your life not be unfortunate. In the name of Jesus. I remembered, this is my tummy. You know, one day in Lekki, One day in Lekki, a lady told me, said, I will personally register you in a gym. I said, where? He said, in Lekki. I said, so I will move from mainland to... He said, I'll be sending driver to be bringing you. So I said, it is more than my tummy. There must be something else in this matter. He said, I'll be sending driver. So in fact, you will now be encouraging me, even me, to be faithful in that gym. So when you were talking, you were prophesying. Prophets know how to... Long ago, so I said, you see, I'm allergic to gymming. I told her, I said, I'm very allergic to gymming. Because you are somebody else's wife. Somebody else's wife. whose husband live abroad will be sending a driver to bring me to come and gym. Why? Because I have the biggest tummy in Nigeria. And my tummy has become a sickness. Is it not still okay like this? So, why should I go to Lekki and go and treat my tummy? Recommended by somebody else's wife. That's unfair. It's very unfair. Do unto others as you want others. So the day somebody carried my own wife too for training, I will now say, it is because of the way I carry somebody's wife for gymming or swimming. Why should I go and swim with somebody's wife? Why should I even go and swim? Eh? Why? You don't get. I went to minister for a friend on the island. A lot of things are happening on that side of Lagos. And I was in the hotel for 3 days. Then he came. He said, Pastor, do you swim at all? I said, it's almost 15 years. I can swim quite all right, but it's like 15 years. He said, no, we're going to swim. This hotel has a nice pool at the back. He said, please go and get Pastor your swimming trunk. They bought me tight, and I was excited. And we got to the swim, and they got me something to put in my head. Everybody was looking very jelly, very beautiful everywhere. And when we got there, he jumped into the pool with his son. And as I wanted to jump, I saw things in the pool. I said, I want to sit. I don't want to jump. Then, by the time I sat back again, I could only look at one side of the pool. My sight was restricted. But they were all with pure hearts swimming around. It was only me whose sight was restricted. So I said, these people are more matured than me, both in the spirit and in the natural. It's better for me to go back to the room and sleep, because it's mature people everywhere. And I am so babyish. Everybody was jumping to the pool. I was seeing all kinds of sizes and shapes and heights. So I said, I tried to restrict my sight to one place, and I kept looking at that side. And it looked as if the angular movement of my neck was already constricted. So I said, so what is the benefit of my sitting here? I have tried newspaper, it's not going. I tried reading the novel, it's not going. I pressed my phone, it's not going. Go to your room and sleep. So I carried my phone, went back, and said, oh, Pastor, you don't know how to sleep. You are making out. I think so. I think I was actually making out. Because don't be like that, they bring me up. Some people not like that, they bring them up. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
But we are coming into a season. Are you still here? Where we are elevating, we are increasing the boundaries of our riches. The blessings of the Lord, it makes rich. And he had no sorrow. Speak in the spirit for a while. You know why I brought your pastor out? I want you to bless him. Let's have cross-pollination of blessings. As you bless, you are blessed. And you are being a blessing. Let the language of blessing be everywhere. Let me come back here and hear testimonies of how you have been blessed. How you have been a blessing. He has been a blessing. I want you to be a blessing to him. I don't know what plans you have for him, but let no man under the sound of my voice leave him without a blessing as he gets into another year. I'm not talking just about you praying for him and blessing him. I also want you to take your substances and bless him. And bless him. The first thing we saw about Jesus The first thing we saw about Jesus in human relationship with him was that they gave gifts to him. That was the first thing I saw. And who are the people that gave gifts to him? They were called, who are the wise men in the house? Who are the wise men in the house? Wise men bless. Let me use a language, I don't know if it's correct. They are blessers. They are blessers. In my office, somebody said, Oga, it's only you in this office that will give everybody. I said, but I do not lack to give. I do not lack to give. I just give across. There was a day I listened to one of our men of God. And he said, if you do not have saving to this state at certain age, you are in confusion. That message punished my heart as I was driving back home, because it looked as if, and when I fell to bed to sleep, the Lord came to me. That was one of the occasions where I saw the Lord. The Lord said, that message you had is not describing your life. He said, watch it. You will lose nothing. Because I was already adjusting my life that, am I stupid? I'm so wasteful. That's why I could use my mouth, my money to cook food, to do nonsense. I began to talk to myself, I need to do structural adjustment program now. Then the Lord came to me that night and said, that's not you. You are a channel. The flow will not cease. I lift your hand up. Say, Lord, I am blessed. And I'll be a blessing. Even from this moment, I'm a blessing. I want you to demonstrate it. Let nothing be slack wherever you are. Be a blessing. That's how to be a blessing. Nothing waste where I am. Oh. Nothing goes down the drain. Nothing goes down the drain. Make sure you are the one that fix the ruins. You fix the ruins. Be very dynamic in your operation. Ooh, get to church. Do something that nobody has announced. Have you ever done that before? Have you ever looked at one side and say, I think we should put an AC here, and you take permission to fix it, and you are not making noise about it? That is how to elevate yourself in that order of blessing. Get to your family house. Look at the roof that is rotten that nobody ever talked about. Find out how much do they sell wood to fix this faceboard. And they tell you it is 50,000. Plan one day. Go there and fix it. And everybody say, who came to fix this thing? And you are not making noise about it. That's how to lift yourself up. That's how to get up. Now, so that things that you did not plan will locate you. Amen. I said, I gave you a prophetic word when I came, and I said to you that from this week, you are walking into things you never thought were there. Amen. How many of you want to give that testimony? Put your hand upon your head. From this week, walk into things that will bring beauty to your life. Amen. That you never thought was there. Amen. I see ladies unveiled for marriages. Amen. Are you still here? Things that you never knew were there, they will find you. Amen. You shall be called sought after. Amen. You shall be called sought after. Amen. You shall be called sought after. I bless you with the blessings of the heavens above. And the blessings of the head beneath. The blessings of the breast and of the womb.
And to the God of Jeshurun, who rides upon the heavens for your help, wherever you go this week, find help in abundance. Find help in abundance. I speak over you. I wanted to stretch forth your hand to your pastor. We bring blessing to you. I'd like you to speak blessings over him, because he will bless the trail. As this age, it's not the birthday of the church we are celebrating. It is the birthday of who? Of the leader. But the mark of this year will be ownerships. Can I be able to proclaim that again? And as many of you that touches him with blessing, hear me. Oh, I've been hearing this word since yesterday night. I've been praying. That word has been strong in my spirit. He said, bind the sacrifice to the horns of the altar. It is the Lord that has shown us life. Bind sacrifice. I'm seeing people who bind sacrifice to the horn of the altar. You know the meaning of the horn of the altar? It is the place of mercy. When you cleave to the horn of the altar, even no matter what you have committed, it is erased. Take sacrifices. When a man runs and cleaves to the horn of the altar, you don't touch him. You don't touch him. You know that. You don't touch him. So he said, bind your sacrifice to the horn of the altar. I see so many of you activating that program of the horn of the altar with your sacrifices. Take sacrifices. Bring it to the horn of the altar. Let this be the horn of the altar. Let this be the place where mercy will be steered for you. Where mercy will be steered for you. Bless him. You will be blessed. I say you will be blessed. Bless him in all utterances. Stretch your hand and bless him in all utterances. In the name of Jesus.